Liveline on RTE Radio 1 with bonkers.ie, Ireland's favourite comparison and switching website. Visit bonkers.ie today and start saving on your household bills.
Well, let's go to Cork. Gary was in Cork. William O'Sullivan is in Cork. William, you're linking this violence to the timing of the Conor McGregor fight. How do you take me through what happened and why you're linking it?
Well, firstly, good afternoon, Joe.
Good afternoon, William.
Yeah, well, no, I'm not thinking to the fight. I'm just saying that the actual arson happened at that time, like, you know.
5 o'clock in the morning.
Half five or thereabouts, you know. Okay. Which was lucky for my tenants over my showrooms, because some young lads actually up watching the fight were alerted to the commotion on the road, and they were the first witnesses to the actual fire, you know.
And so, tell us what happened.
Well, basically, some thugs came down the road, tried to break into a car. They got into it, tried to start the car. It wouldn't start. So the next thing they done was set it on fire. It went up, and then the car next to it, my tenant's car, it went up as well. So it was a big fireball, you know. And right next to my showrooms, which was only about 4 to 5 feet away from the cars, you know. The windows and the living accommodation.
You run a stove shop, is it?
Yeah, stove. Blanchard Fires and Stoves in Cork, yeah. We're here for years, you know.
You're saying you nearly had your own fire and it wasn't in a stove.
Well, yeah, exactly, yeah, exactly, yeah.
And why
exactly,
did they, you yeah. said it, they tried to steal the cars and then... why
it
did
wouldn't
they,
start.
And why did they set them on fire?
I don't know, like, you know, sure, you know, like, if we knew that, maybe just for, you know, blackguarding, maybe, you know, do you know, for a laugh, maybe, I don't know, but it could have been very serious for my business and for my tenants, you know.
And you sent us in pretty vivid footage of the fire, the cars on fire, right?
We'll
tweet that in a second. But you're not, like, there was a study done many years ago about boxing. Fights, and I mean professional boxing fights, world title fights. Mm-hmm. And the psychologist, actually it was the psychiatrist who wrote the study, he correlated an increase in violence by men after these fights, by the way, especially on women, unfortunately, but on anyone is awful. He correlated, and this was in Ireland, an increase of attacks after this fight. Are you linking, or is it just I misread your call?
Well, no, it's just suspicious, maybe. I don't know. Maybe lads were up watching the fight, and after a load of drink, maybe. I don't know. But I'm certainly not saying that. But it's just suspicious, like, you know. That's all I'm saying.
Okay. You know? Who owned the two cars that are destroyed?
Well, tenants of mine up over and next door, you know. Next door to my showrooms and up over my showrooms, you know. And as I said, really very, very, very frightening for them, like, you know.
Okay.
As you see in the video, the wind that night was actually blowing up Blarney Street. And so the flames were actually blowing away from my showrooms, you know. But still, all my glass cracked and everything. It's toughened glass, but it did take the temperature, but it still cracked, you know. But if the wind was blowing towards the showrooms, the flames would have engulfed the whole showrooms, if you know what I mean.
And then the quick action of the fire brigade from Anglesey Street.
Oh, yeah, and the guards as well, and my neighbours here, and the people of Cork in general for their thoughts and everything, you know, because... Okay.
Along as Blarney Street fires and stoves there.
I'm here since the 1st of May 1979, going into my 41st year. You know, I started when I was 18, you know. Went through 3 recessions, like you probably know yourself.
Yeah.
These thugs could have put me out of business, or my livelihood gone, and my building gone that I worked very hard for 40 years, you know.
Good lad. So how's the business now?
Oh, good. Well, yeah, it's good now. We're on the upturn for the last 3 years. Like, things are good now, you know. So, we'll get another 5 to 10 years out of it, and we'll see what happens then, you know.
Well, you may hold it. I'm trying to work out 41. You were, what age were you, 18 when you started?
I was 18 when I set up, yeah, I'm 59 now.
59, well then, the way the pensions are going, you should be able to get a pension in about 20 years' time, William.
Let's say if the business did go up, and if I had problems with my insurance, I'd actually be entitled to nothing off the state, not one penny. Do you understand me?
Why? Because you're self-employed and
exactly,
yeah, exactly.
I don't know. I don't know where my next money is coming from. If you know what I mean.
Yeah, I do know what you mean. Yeah.
Do you know? So it's hard at times, like, you know. And then to be putting up with this, getting phone calls saying that your business is nearly up in smoke, and it's bad for the nerves and bad for everything. You know what I mean?
Have any politicians come into your shop or your home yet?
No, not yet. No. So we'll have a talk to them when they come. You know.
Okay.
Will that be interesting, like, you know?
Okay. William, you mind yourself.
And thank you very much, Joe.
Well spotted. I'm glad everyone is safe and sound, and well done to
those
young people who spotted the fire. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, William, thanks.